Let's move into the balcony. Mr. Johnson, do you have a question?
What is the reason for the emphasis that we place on speaking in tongues in any form, whether it be a message in tongues or individual tongues today in the church, whereas actually the gift of tongues and tongues itself is put down at the bottom of the list?
Did you catch it? I'm not sure that I...
Well, it sounds to me as though that there might be a question as to whether or not the speaking in tongues is inferior to the other gifts. Is that the case?
No, we see tongues spoken all over. I mean, we hear tongues spoken throughout the churches today, whereas we don't see the other gifts being emphasized so much as... And why is this? Why don't we emphasize the other gifts more?
Well, I could venture an answer to this. Of course, when you say the other gifts are not in manifestation, I think that is making a pretty broad statement. I don't believe that is true at all. I think that we do have all of these other gifts in manifestation. But I think that it would be quite a normal thing, actually, for tongues, particularly, to be in greater manifestation. For the fact that tongues is especially designed, I believe, for worship, and particularly for private edification. And it would seem to me that this is one reason why that you would find this over and over again in the manifestation of the gift of tongues for private worship, where one edifies himself. He might do that every day or several times a day as he prays. So that here is a gift which all of the people may enjoy because of the fact that it is designed to help us to get close to God and keep close to God and to worship the Lord. I could say that I would like personally to see a considerable more prophecy in public situations among the utterance gifts than in tongues and interpretations. I think we see tongues and interpretations exceeding prophecy in most places. I don't know if that was in your mind or not. But we do have prophecy, and I think Paul places a special emphasis on prophecy. When you read the 14th chapter of Corinthians, he would that they would prophesy. And there no doubt was too much speaking in tongues in the early church at Corinth, that is, tongues without any interpretation, so that they were not edifying the people and not doing them any spiritual good. So he emphasizes prophecy. And I think that, and even at the end of the chapter, why, you may all prophesy one by one. It seems to me as you run through, the whole idea is, do that which can edify the church. Not that tongues with interpretation is wrong, because it is, well, practically equal to prophecy. But why should we have more of one and one of another? I don't think we should.